Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Yud Aleph in Meseches Yevamos. We are going to be continuing the topic of the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, and that is when a Chareshes or a Ktana, someone who is deaf and dumb, and or a Ktana fall to Yibum, the halachos that apply. That will be our discussion on daf Kuf Yud Aleph, with an analysis of the statement of the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Amid Aleph that says that Ketana v'chareshes ein bias achas mein poteres tzorasa, that if the brother was married to a Ketana and chareshes, if there is bia that is done with one of them, that doesn't exempt the tzara from chalitza, and that stands in contrast to someone who's married to two yisomos ketanos. So there, or two charashos. So then in such a case, the biur chalitz of one of them exempts the other, and the Gemara is going to analyze how exactly that works. We're going to have a new Mishnah on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, discussing someone who's married to two yisomos ketanos and dies, and then the yavam has relations with one of them, and then both of them, and other halachos of being married to shtei charashos. Then we're going to have a Mishnah that talks about the relations between a yavam katan and a yavam ketana, and that will get involved with the shita of Rabbi Meir, who discusses that katan uketana lo choltzin velo misyapmin, and that's how our daf will conclude. To understand the Kuf Yud Aleph, we need to review, as we alluded to it in the introduction, the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, and we're going to pick up on the bottom of Kuf Yud Amid Beis. Let's take a look at the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Amid Aleph. Misha Yinasu Shtei Yisomos Ketanos. The man was married to two Yisomos Ketanos. Now, the emphasis over here is Yisomos Ketanos, because if they were Yisomos, that means that they were married off by their mother or their brothers, and that was Kedusha Dirabbanan. Umeis, and then the husband died. Biyaso chalitzaso shel achas mehem. If the brother of the dead husband does biyor chalitza to one of them, poteres tzarasa, so then the halacha is that the other one is exempted from chalitza and yibum. In other words, it has the status of like yibum min haTorah, and we know once yibum is done, or chalitza is done with one of the wives, so then in such a case, there's no need to do with the other. However, v'chein shtei charashos, the same would apply to someone who's deaf and mute. And here comes the however. Ketana v'chareshes ein bias achas mein poteres tzarasa. But if Reuven, who dies, was married to a ketana and a chareshes, then the fact that he has bia with one of them does not exempt the tzara. Now we're ready to begin the Gemara on Kuf Yud on the base. The Gemara, three lines before the Y. Ketana v'chareshes, that's our case. What's the difference between ketana v'chareshes? There, we don't follow the fact that one of them has been married and has done yibum, or has done chalitza to exempt the other. And it's different than the case of when the husband was married to two ketanos and two charashos. That, the Gemara reports, was a discussion between Rav Nachman and Rav Ada Barava, when they were sitting in a place of Kamaku Akvasa. Am Rav Nachman Ashkechase l'Rav Ada Barava l'Rechana Chasne, found Rav Ada Barava and his son-in-law, Rav Chana, Diasve Kamaku Akvasa b'shuka de Pamedisa. He was surrounded by Talmidim, that's what Kamaku Akvasa, in the market of Pamedisa, of Amri. And they were discussing, when does that apply? It only applies when Reuven was a intelligent person. And we don't know if he preferred to be married to the Ketana or the Chareshes. In other words, we don't know which Zika is stronger. Now, this is a very strange concept. Why his das would be important of whether he prefers the ketana or the chareshes. But either way, that was what seemed to be suggested in the shuk of the Pampadisa. And he explains, ibiktana nichalei. There is, on the one hand, he would prefer the ketana, the asya lechlal dea, because ultimately she will grow into a fully intelligent wife. Ibecharesha's nicha. On the other hand, he'd prefer a chareshes, the gdola hiu bas biyahi. She's already a mature woman, so he'd prefer her for that reason. Aval nafla me'echav cheresh. But if his brother Reuven, the brother of the Yavam, the deceased, was himself a cheresh, vade b'chereshes nichle, he would like someone who's like him. He'd prefer someone who was also a deaf mute. The bas minahi biyahi ubas minahi. She is capable of having relations with him, and she's of the same par of intelligence. We mentioned in the past that the Chassam Sofer writes that the cheresh, the deaf mute, in those days was possible for Eidus and not considered a Bardas and so on and so forth, is because they had a very low threshold of intelligence in that way. If you couldn't speak and hear, it was very hard to attain any basic form of intelligence. Aval, Nafla me'echav cheresh. We just learned that Echav cheresh is going to be entirely different. Va'amin aluhu, and I told him, Ano afilo nafla le'me'echav cheresh nami mesafkele. Even if the brother is a cheresh, I also have the safek, and therefore, we're not sure which zika is stronger, and therefore, a bia and a yibum with one of them is not going to take care of the other one. Ketzat takanasam analyzes the Gemara. So what should be done? Amar of Chizda, Amar Rav, Kaines ha'chareshes u'motzia biget. He should marry Shimon, the brother, the Yavam, should marry the Chareshes, and then divorce her with a get. Uktana tamtenad shetagdu l'tachlitz. And the Ktana, you have to wait, because we've learned that a Ktana, you can't do Chalitza with the Chalitza as possible, as we saw in Perek Mitzvah's Chalitza, and he has to wait till she becomes a Gedola, and then do Chalitza. Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chinen Izda now analyzes this psak of Rav. Shema mina. We see from this psak of Rav, Kasava Rav, Chareshes knuya umishuyeres. Ketana knuya ve'ena knuya. This is an important expression which very much explains the cryptic line in our Mishnah that we said that married to a chareshes and a ketana is different than being married to two ketanas or being married to two chareshes. And because the nature of the kinyan that Reuven has when he's married to a chareshes is different than the nature of the kinyan that he has when he's married to a ketana. When it comes to a chareshes, he's knuya, she is knuya umishuyeres. Says Rashi. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. On the first wide line, ketana safik knuya kula, safik ena knuya kla. When it comes to a ketana, there is a safik whether she's entirely kanui to him. Explanation, of course, to that is because a ketana who's been married off, as we emphasized when we started this year, who's been married off by her mother or brothers, is only a kinyan midrabanan, and eventually she could do miyun. If she could do miyun, so then in such a case, the kinyan is not a full kinyan. Now let's skip a little bit of Rashi and go on to Rashi already on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, four lines in, where he explains the expression knuyos umishuyeres. Says Rashi on the last wide line on the top, umidirav shamin de chareshes hiya knuyu mishuyeres. From Rav, we learn that the chareshes is considered knuya and a little bit left over. Ktana safek, and ktana is different that she's a safek. Mishum hachi teitzei hachareshes beget. That's why you need to divorce the chareshes with a get. Dilma ktana knuya hi legami. Maybe the ktana is entirely belonging to the husband. Va'adifa mechareshes, and stronger than a chareshes. We know that a chareshes does not undergo full kedushin. That's what the Gemara here is referring to as knuya umishuyeres. The kinyan is not complete. Now the ketana might become a complete kinyan, might not. That's why it's called a suffix. So therefore, you need a get when it comes to the chareshes, because maybe the ketana is knuya legamri, and therefore her zika to the yavam is stronger, and is stronger than chareshes. And therefore, the chalitza that was done with the tana made the chareshes puzzle to the husband, because, and she can no longer live with him, because that puzzled her, like every chalitza normally does. A chalitza with one of the wives puzzles the other. So if the ketana is knuya, so they'll puzzle the chareshes. So we're now stuck. Back into our Gemara, two lines from the bottom. The Isal Kadai, the Chareshes, Knuya Ve'ena Knuya. Because if you're going to take a different approach and say that the Chareshes is a case in which there is a safek kinyan. And ketana knuya mishayeres chareshes amaykones umotzia beget. How could you have the yavam take in the chareshes and then be motzi her with the get? Tesiv gabe memanushach. Let her just stay married to him with a marshach. If she was a full kinyan to the original husband, so then it transfers over with the yibum. Vilav knuyahi, and if she's not knuyah, hanachris balmahi, then she's considered a foreign woman who he decides to marry after he does chalitza with the ketana. And Rav Chisda proves that Rav's look is in the opposite direction. His approach is that he looks at Chareshes as Knuya u'mishayeres, that there is not a full kinyan, and a Ketana is a Knuya ve'ena Knuya, because the opposite direction can't be understood. If you're going to ask the following question on Rav, V'chik tema Ketana amai tamten ad shetag de letachlots, why does Rav require the Ketana to wait until she's a begdola and then become and then undergo chalitza? Tesiv gabe. Okay, he did the get with the chareshes, and why does he now need to do chalitza with the ketana? Let her stay by him. If she was already knuya through the first marriage, so then great, she's now the yavama of the second brother. Ilav knuyahi nachrisa balmi, and if she's not knuya, so then she's just a general nachris. Explains the Gemara, but that is not going to be an etza, because then in came the chareshes b'may tepuk. Then how is the chareshes going to be able to go out? In other words, we learned that according to Rav, that the only etza for the chareshes is for her to get married and then undergo a get. Now you're not going to be able to be kones the chareshes if he was already kones the other wife, the ketana. So that's why there is no eitza except as Rav had presented. Rav, that we learned two lines from the bottom, or three lines from the bottom, that he's kones the chareshes first and motzia beget, and then ketana is tam pinat shetegodel v'techolitz, and then she undergoes the chalitza. That's all assuming, as Rav Chisda pointed out, that she has to undergo chalitza because the ketana is knuya ve'ena knuya. Because if the ketana would be knuya umishiyeres, then he wouldn't have to do the process of chalitza with her. And bimotzi the chareshes with the chareshes would be able to stay by him, as it were. The Gemara now continues six lines from the top. Amar of Chiz, Amar of Sheshes. Hachinam Mistabra, Kimitaritz of Chizda Liber de Rav. It would make sense to understand like Rav Chisda had suggested. Rashi explains that refers to the Hagdara that we had learned, that Chareshes is Knuya u'mishayeres, and a Ketana is Knuya ve'ena Knuya, based on a Braisa. Desanya, Shnei Achin Isuin Shtei Achayas, two brothers married to two sisters, but they're Yisomos Ketana. So they're also Yisomos. V'chareshes. One of them was a Yisomo who's a Ketana. The other one was a Chareshes. Meiz Baila Shel Ketana. If the husband of the one who was married to the Ketana dies, Chareshes yotze beget, then the Chareshes goes out with a get. This is quite a chidush. Rashi explains to Dibra Maschel Meiz Baila, Tzikas Ketana Oseres Alav. The fact that a Ketana has now fallen to the husband of the Chareshes makes his wife the Chareshes usher to him. Why? The Chareshes Knuyu Mishuyeres. Because, as we've learned, there isn't a full ishus between the Yavam and his original wife, the Chareshes. It's Knuyi Mishayers. V'Ketana, and the Ketana may be a full Kenyan Daraisa that falls to him. Shema Knuyi Lagamri. Vavila Chareshes Achos Gukaso. And then what comes out is that if he's not Kone the Chareshes, the Yavam wasn't really ever entirely married to the Chareshes, and he has a full Zika to the Ketana on the side of the Suffolk, that the Ketana is a full Kenyan to him. So then in such a case, he's now usher to his own wife, the Chareshes, because of Achos Kukaso, because he was never entirely married to her. Hence, the Halacha paradoxically is going to be that Chareshes yotze beget, v'ktana tamtinat shetagdu v'tachlots, vice versa. Meis baila shel chareshes, if the husband of the chareshes died, so then also ktana yotze beget, v'chareshes asura la'olam. The ktana is then going to have to go out with a get, because it's a suffix whether Yavam is married to his original wife, the Ketana, and now the Chareshes falls to him. So because on the side, let's take a look at Rashi. Ketana, Oteitze beget, the Zikas Chareshes Achosa Sarta. The Zika with the Chareshes, his sister, is going to make her prohibited. Shem Ketana Eina Knuya Klal. Maybe there isn't a full marriage to the Ketana. Vahave Kimfuta. And all she is like, and we've had this expression before, that the Ketana becomes like a Mufuta, as we had in the beginning of our Perek on Daf Kuv Zayin Amabez in the Mishnah. Ein Maise Ketana Klum Elo Kimfuta. So there is that understanding of that Ketana could be not be a full marriage at all. That's what Rashi is referring to over here when Rashi says Ketana teitze beget the zikas chareshes achosa sarta shem Ketana in knuy klav v'havik mefuta v'chareshes knuy mushiaris v'havelo ishto achos kukaso. So then what comes out is that the chareshes is now going to be usher to him because of achos kukaso. Vimbala Chareshes, back into the Gemara, five lines before the wide. And if he has relations with the Chareshes, Nosen la get v'hutra. Then he gives her a get, and then she is mutter. Analyzes Rav Sheshes. I amrit bishleim Chareshes knuyim mushiyeres. If we're going to say that the Chareshes is, on the one hand, knuya and mushiyeres, and ketana knuya ve'ena knuya, as Rav taught us on the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Beis, and we explained what that means before. Mishum hachi, that would tell us the chibala chareshes nasan laget. It all adds up that if he has relations with the chareshes, he has to give her a get v'hutra, and then in such a case, she's going to be mutter to the shuk. How da amrit, says the Gemara in the last narrow line, memanim shach. We have what the logic called memanim shach. And that is, either way, she's now going to be mutter. Iktana knuya hi. If the ktana was knuya to the yavam, hanafka, then he can no longer stay married to her, and she now is going to be mutter in the shuk mishumachos isha, because this was the sister of his wife, and there is no other zika. Ilav knuya, and if she's not knuya to him, shaper miyabim, then in such a case he could do yibum. But if you disagreed with Rav, and you said that in such a case, she is on the one hand knuya ve'ena knuya, yet the ketana knuyu mishayeres, that the ketana has a kinyan that is going to be not entirely complete, kibal chareshes, when the yavam has relations with the chareshes, amay noisen get vahot Tara, how could he just simply then give her a get and be mad to her? Havila bia psula. Then, in such a case, the bia was made her psula. In other words, there was an iser for them to have the bia in the first place. Ubia psula lo patra. And if it's a bia psula, then in such a case, the bia psula is not going to make her potter. And the reason why the bia is possible is because there's a psula of achos ishto, and the bia psula is going to not exempt her from Yibum, and she's still going to require Chalitza. There will still be a requirement of Chalitza. So that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, Ubi Apostle Opatra, she will now lead Chalitza. So that seems to be a right to Shita Rav. The only way you could understand the statement of that Braisa is the way Rav had formulated it, and Rav's formulation was, Chareshes is Knuya Umishayaris, and Ketana is Knuya Ve'ena Knuya. Says the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Nechemihi, maybe you could defend the other formulation and say that Ketana is Knuya U Mishayeres and Chareshes is Knuya Ve'ena Knuya, and explain the above brisa according to Rabbi Nechemihi. Da'amar Bia Psula Poteres Mechalitzasa. We've had the Shita before of Rabbi Nechemihi. It appears in the Nuns, Nun Amebez, Nun Aleph Amebez, and that is that once there was a bia psula, obviously it's not chalichatchila, but it would have the same effect of exempting her from the yibum relationship. Says the Gemara, I Reb Nechemia, if we'll be following Reb Nechemia, Ema Seifa, something's not going to add up in the Seifa. Misha Yanasu Ishte Yisamos. If a man was married to two Yisamos, Ketana v'chareshes. One was a Ketana and the other was a Chareshes, Umeis. And then the man who was married to the Ketana and Chareshes dies. Uba Yavam. Then the Yavam comes and has relations al haKetana with the first with the Ketana, v'chazar uba al haChareshes, and then with the Chareshes. Oh, or sheba achiv al haChareshes, or if he had relations just with the Chareshes, nesru shtehen alav. Then in such a case, both of them are going to be usher to him. Why? Explains Rashi on the sixth wide line that once there is a bia the chareshes, so then if the ketana is knuya, so then in such a case, once the fellow had bia with the chareshes, it's lost. And if she's not a knuya and she's just a nachris ba'alma the ketana with the first husband, so then in such a case, then there is a gzeira that we're going to see later on. Explains Rashi, asu the me'evad ipcha. That we made Xeri, he's going to do the opposite, and he would be Baal the Ketana first, and think that he could have relations with the Chareshes. So that's Xeri Midrabbanan. Ketzat Takanasim, back into the Brisa. So Brisa suggests, what's the solution? Chareshes Yotze Beget, Uktana Tamtin Achetagdil Letichlots. The suggestion that we've already seen before, that he marries the Chareshes, then gives her a get, and then do chalitza after the ketana becomes a gadol. Analyzes the Gemara. E amit bishleima. If you're going to say that the halach is charesh is knuya umushuyeres, that there is a kenyan, but it's not the ultimate kenyan. There's something left over. And ketana knuya veini knuya, but ketana has a suffix whether the kenyan works. Rabbanan, and you're following the shita of Rabbanan, who disagrees with Reb Nechemia. So then in such a case, in the Seifa, you're going to need Chalitza when there is a Bia Psula. Mishum Hachi, Tamtin Ad Shetagdol V'Tachlots. Then you have to wait till the Ketana becomes a Gadol to do Chalitza. And there is room to make a Gzeira, the Dilma Kadim Ubal Chareshes. Pareisha, we're afraid that the Bia with the Chareshes is going to take place first. Vavila Bia the Ketana, Bia Psula. And there would be a problem of a bia psula, and there would still be a need for a chalitza. Eli amrit Reb Nechemihi, but if you find Reb Nechemihi, amr bia psula patra, there's no problem. There was a bia psula, and there's no need to make a gzer of a bia psula, because still patra. Eli shmamina rabban, and he must be shmamina. We're following the rabban, not Reb Nechemihi. And therefore, the only way to make sense of the above braisa is the explanation that we gave two lines from the bottom, Chareshes Knuya Mishayeres, Ketana Knuya Veina Mishayeres. And we can't rely on the Shita of Reb Nechemia. Amar Rashi, Mireisha Nami Shmamina Drabbanim. From the Reisha, it also seems that we're following the Drabbanim. Diktani Imbala Chareshes Nasan Laget, the Hutra. That if he has relations with the Chareshes, so then in such a case, he gives her a get, and then she's Mutter. V'lo k'tani, and it doesn't say in balak tan nasan l'get v'hutra. Spells out Rashi, four lines at the bottom. Let's take a look at Rashi. Dibra maskul shmaimna d'rabbani. D'k'tani, we learned in the Reisha, gabi meis baila shel chareshes. If the husband of the chareshes passed away, in balak chareshes, and the yavam comes in the chareshes, nasan l'get. V'gabi meis baila shel k'tani, but in the case of meis baila shel k'tani, d'k'tani k'tana tamtin. It says that he waits. V'lo k'tani in ba'al k'tana. No son will get that. It doesn't say that if he had relations with the Tana, he gives her a get. V'hutra. Alma rabbanan hi. That fits with the rabbanan. U'mishum hachi lo nafka beget. Because the get is not going to be enough. The bi'asa psula. Because there's a bi'a psula. The chareshes k'nuya b'miktsas. Because the chareshes k'nuya b'miktsas, then the bi'as psula. V'zu asura. And they're not allowed to have relations with the chareshes, mishum achos isha, umiyibum lo midachya, and then because the rabban hold that a bia psula doesn't push you off from yibum, dilma ketana knuyila, v'kinyin mishuyeres tachos lo dachila, and there still is that kinyin mishuyeres with the chareshes. That's why we don't have the case of meiz baila shel ketana, but rather meiz baila shel chareshes. Says Gemara, maybe that's not a proof. Imishem ha, if that's what you're talking about, low area, that isn't necessarily a proof. Chareshes, the leslei takanta, the teira. When it comes to a chareshes, where there's nothing that you could do, so then, katani, takanta di isura. Then it makes mention of a takana, which is aser, which you're not supposed to do. Ketana, disle takanta, de teira. A ketana that does have a takana. In other words, that will should become a gadol and then do chalitza, then it doesn't mention the other eitzah of a bia psula. Lo tani takanta di sura. Then we don't give the takanta di sura of the bia psula. But really, bia psula could also pater her from the zika according as positioned by Reb Nechemya, and from the fact that the Reisha doesn't mention that option isn't necessarily a raya that Rabbi Nechemya is wrong. Ultimately, we learn according to Rabbanan, and we learn according to Rav, but there isn't a proof from a Reisha, there is only a proof from the Sefer.
We begin the next Mishnah, two lines from Bottom, Kufiyat Aleph, on the Mouth. Misha Yinoso Yilishtei Yisomos Ketanos. If a man is married to two Yisomos who are Ketanos, Umeis, and he dies, Uba Yavam Ala Rishona. And the Yavam has relations first with the first Ketana. V'chazru Uba Ashniya, Osha Ba Achiv Ala Shniya, Lo Pasol Es Harishona. Then in such a case, he doesn't make the second one Pasol. In other words, the Yavam won't be in violation after being Kona, one of the sisters will not be in violation of being with her sister, her co-wife, that it fall to him for Yibum, and will not have the Yisr, Bayis Echad Hu Boneh Ve'ena Boneh Shnei Batim, that you're not allowed to marry two Yavamas, you're only allowed to marry one. Normally, a man who has relations with two of the wives of his brother is in violation of the Isra Seh, Bayis Echad Hu Boneh, he's supposed to marry only one of his deceased brother's wives, and not two. Why over here do we not consider it that way? Let's go to our favorite Mefarish, Rashi. Says Rashi on the top of Kufir Alpha and Beis, Lo Pasar Sarishana, Sharei Biyasan Shavet. The Bia was considered one, an equal Bia. What does that mean? V'i Rishona Knuyahi. If the first one is already Kanui, and he was Kona the first one with his first Bia of his deceased brother's first wife. Let's call the first wife Leah and the other one Rachel. Harei Yishto. So Leah is his wife. Vachrona and Rachel is just Biaznus. So he won't violate Bayis Echad Lo Shnei Batim. Vilav Knuya. We know, of course, the Ketan is a Suffolk, whether she's Knuya or not. So according to the other side of the Suffolk, that he's not Kona Leah. Harei Shtei and Nachrios Etzlo. So both of them are Nachrios Etzlo. So he also didn't violate Bayis Echad Lo Shnei Batim. Continues the Mishnah on the top line, V'chein Shtei Charoshos. Same applies with two Charoshos. If he marries one of them and has relations with the other one, period, or comma, Ketana V'Chareshos. What happens if you have a Ketana and a Chareshos? So then, Bo Yavam Ala Ketana, V'Chazor Ba'ala Chareshos, Oshe Ba'achiv Ala Chareshos, Pasolos HaKetana. Then in such a case, he can't have relations with the Ketana. Now we are finally introduced to the Gzeira that we had made reference to on Amud Aleph. Let's see that in Rashi. Pasal Zaktana, once he had relations with the Chareshes, he can't have relations with the Ketana. Mishum Gzeira, because Gzeira Dilma Kadam Ubal Chareshes Beresha. That we're afraid that he'll do the other order. He'll have relations with the Chareshes first. What's the problem with that? Ukida Amar Bigamara. The Gemara already told us what's problematic with that. That once you have relations with the Chareshes, that's Kinyana is Meshuyar, so then in such a case, you can't have relations with the Ketana, that's the Kinyan Gomur, because then the Chareshes will be, you'll be over the Yisr of Shnei Batim with the Chareshes, because now he's going to be married to both of them. So therefore, they made a Gzeira that you can't also have relations with the Ketana first. Back into the Mishnah, four lines on top. Yavam ala chareshes, v'chazar al ba'al haketana. If the Yavam had relations first with the chareshes and then the ketana, o sheba achiv ala ketana, posel as chareshes, then he is posel the chareshes. Again, because maybe the ketana is knuya, and then you have the problem of shnei batim. Similarly, Oshaba Achiv ala Ketana, Pasal Sachareshes. Then, once he has relations with the Ketana, then you have the problem with the Chareshes as well. What happens if you have Pikachas v'Chareshes? There was a normal one. In other words, there was one who was not deaf and dumb, and therefore that's Kedushin Doraisa. V'Chareshes, which is only Kedushin Midrabanam. But Yavam al Vikachas, Chazo Bala Chareshes, Oshaba Achiv ala Chareshes, the brother had relations with either the Pikachas first, so let's call the Pikachas Sarah, and the Chareshes Rivka, so then in such a case,
Lo pasal asa pikachas. In either way, the pikachas is not possible because that kinyan is a full-fledged kinyan. However, bal yal acharesh is the chazu bal pikachas. But if he had relations first with the chareshes and then the pikachas, osha ba'achiv al pikachas pasal asa chareshes. Then, in such a case, the chareshes becomes possible because of the chash of shnei batim. Gedolo uktana. What happens if Reuven is married to Gdola Ktana and then passes away? Ba'yava mal Gdola, and then Shimon has relations with the Gdola, v'chazo ba'Ktana, and then has relations with Ktana. Osha ba'achiv al Ktana, or his brother had relations al ha'Ktana. Lo pasal sa Gdola, then in such a case there's no problem of the Gdola for the Yavam. Why? Because the Yibam with the Gdola does the trick, and then that already made her kanui to the Yavam. But Yavam alaktana, but Yavam had relation to the Ktana. V'chazar u'balakdola, then now you're going to have a problem. Osha ba'achiv alakdola, one of the brothers had relations with the Gdola, then pasal as haktana. In both cases, then the Ktana is going to be pasal. And now the Mishnah adds one more thing. Rabbi Lazar oimer melamdin haktana shetimayin bo. Rabbi Lazar says that what we do to solve many of these problems is we teach the Ktana to do miyun, that her original marriage with Reuven is annulled. So then, in such a case, the bia of the Yibum with that Ktana is not significant at all, because she definitely didn't fall to Yibum, not the Taurus Safek. She didn't fall to him at all. So then, in such a case, he'll be able to stay married to the Yavama. In other words, the Yavam will be able to stay married to the Yavama, because the Ktana doesn't pose the problem of one who create a bias and then have the sticky wicket of them, the Yavam being married to both of them and violating bias echad velo shtei batim. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Alach Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that we follow the seitz of Rabbi Elazar. V'chein Amar Rabbi Elazar Halach Kerebi Elazar. That we had Rabbi Elazar Ben Pdas who said that the halach is like Rabbi Elazar Ben Shemua Utsricha, and we needed it to be taught twice on two different Mishnayos. Diyat Marba Kamaisa, maybe it was only the first Mishnah, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, that has over there it's Rebbe Eliezer. Some say it's Rebbe Lazar on Kuf Tes Amud Aleph that gave us the Eitam Alamdin and Saktano Shetima Ein, that over there we learned Bahakha Meshmah Allah Ka Rebbe Eliezer Mishim Delokiyim Mitzvah Yibum. If you look back in that Mishnah, the Mitzvah Yibum had not been fulfilled. Avo beha, but in our Mishnah where Rebbe Lazar gives us the Eitzah, the Kayim Mitzvahs Yum, then Mitzvah of Yumum had already taken place, because they had already had relations. So then in such a case, Eimet Harvayu Lifku Beget, maybe just solve all the problems. Don't do teach the Ktana Timon, but just say do a get. Yashmina beha, maybe only over here we would teach the Ktana to do it. Mishum de Gdola Ramya Kameh. Because there already is a Gdola that's ready to maintain marriage. Aval Idach, but over there where there is no case of Yibum, in that case, if you look back in the Mishnah, the Yavaman Gdola is Achosh Ishto of the Yavam in Nisr Midrabanan, so there is no Yibum Tzricha. Nevertheless, we still give this Eitzah for her to do Miyun. Let's begin the new Mishnah. Yavam Katam Shabal Yavama Ktana, if there's relations between both a katan and a ktana. The yavam is a katan, and the yavam is a ktan. Yigdulu ze im ze. And they should grow up together as husband and wife. And they should not do a gerushin until he is a gadol, as Rashi explains, because a get katan, from a katan is not a get. Ba'al yavama gedola. What happens if a Yavam Katan has relations with a Yavama? We know from age 9, he could have relations. Tikad lenu, then they should grow up together. Hayavama shamra b'sol shoshim yom lo nivalti. What happens if there is a Yavama, new topic, that was supposedly ushered in by Yavam, but she said he did not have relations with me. Kofano so shiachlot zla. We force him to do chalitza. La'achar shoshim yom mivakshim menu shechalot zla. But after 30 days, we don't force him. Rashi explains that the difference between the two is the following. That after 30 days, we assume that he had bia.
Rashi adds, she makes herself asur of shavi nafshi chaticha disura, and she needs chalitza, and that's what we're mevakesh from him. But we don't force him. She is now in a tough spot. But if it's within 30 days, so then we're going to force him, because he was supposed to do yibum right away. What if he admits, ubizman shehu moda, when he admits, afil la'achar eser shneim asar chodesh kof nosa shiachal. So if he admits, then we will force him even 12 months later.
What if happens if there is a woman who says she can't stand her brother-in-law and she's not going to have any hana'ah from her brother-in-law, and then her husband Reuven dies and her brother-in-law, who she says she's not going to have any hana'ah from, becomes her potential yavam? So then kofenosa shiachal, so then we force Shimon to do chalitza with her. What if she made this neder la'achar mises b'ilam evak shemen shechel? So then we ask Shimon. And if he doesn't, it's her tough luck. She put herself in this bind. V'miskavna l'kach. But if she intended to it because she was afraid she was going to fall to Yavam, afilu b'chayim b'ilam evak shemen shechel, but we're not going to force him. Says the Gemara, Lema masnisan de lo ke Rabbi Meir. It would seem that our Mishnah is not following Rabbi Meir. This is a fundamental Gemara about the status of Katan and Ketana. The Sanya we learned in Brisa, Katan Vitala lo chotzen velo misyabmin. According to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, a Katan and Ketana cannot do chalitza v'yibum. Div Rabbi Meir. Afilu tema Rabbi Meir. Answers the Gemara, no. Our Mishnah that suggests that they can do chalitza can follow Rabbi Meir. How? Says the Gemara in the first wide line, Kuf Yud Aleph Mabez. Ki amir Rabbi Meir, gdolo l'katan u'ketana l'gadol. If one of them is a gdolo and the other a katan, so then, in such a case, the chaminayu biyada isur, for one of them, there is an isur biya. Aval katan abal aktana, the tarvai ke'adadi ninu lo amar. Then, in such a case, Rabbi Meir did not present his position. Ask Gemara, aval aktani ba al yivama gdola tikad lenu. It seems to be in our Mishnah that the katan came onto the yivama gdola, that they grow up together. Amar Rabbi Chanina, chuza, Ba shani. When the Mishnah describes ba, it is in a different instance. Mefarshim explain that what it means is that it's a case of bidyevet. Ba, bidyevet, he came on her and had relations. Vaha tikad lenu kamar, but doesn't say tikad lenu. It's mashma that lichatchila they're supposed to continue living together. To call bidyevet biasura, how could they continue living together? They're asur. Ela mechaverta. Masnisa de loke Rebbe Meir. Our Mishnah does not follow Rebbe Meir, who says that Katan and Ektana are not supposed to do Chalitza or Yibum. Krikan, in contrast, the Shita of the Rabbanan, will read as follows. Lohakim lo'achiv shame bi Yisrael. The Pasuk says that one needs to be making shame achiv Yisrael. V'hai lav bar hachiyu. But this fellow, this katan, is not a bar hachi. So how could the Rabbanan justify that they're going to do yibum if there he is a katan and she is a ketana? And how would we explain the shita of the chachamim? Amar Abaye, Abaye answers, Amar Krab, Yivimta Yavale Koldu. Any type of relations, even if they're not able to be making shame achiv. The reason they're not able to make shame achiv, he's not roi laholid. Let's say he's 7 years old. So then in such a case, he can't be making shame achiv. Yet at the same time, there's another exeris that says, Yivam to Yavola. Rava Amar, Bilav hachinami, lo matzis amrit. Even without this exeris that cause, you can't say they're asr. Mi kamidi, dahashta, sirile, ubasar, shaita, sharia. Are you going to say that they're asr now to do yibum, but later on, when they both grow up, they're going to be permissible? That, Rava argues, is not logical. That is a very, very interesting question. Why Rava thinks it's so obvious that's not logical? Ask the Marv, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. I'll prove this to you from the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. In other words, Rava asks a rhetorical question. Kol yivama she'ein ani kore b'shas nefila. Yivama yavo aleha, harei keishesach she'esh labanim v'asura. If at the moment the woman falls to Yibum, she cannot consummate the Yibum right now, then that woman retains her status forever of the Isser of Eishes Ach. And therefore, Rava has completed his argument. At first glance, it didn't make much sense. What would the problem be that now there are katan and ktana and prohibited to each other, like Remeir argues, and later on permissible to each other? Because you have a problem that you need that they become mutter b'shas nefila. And if they're not mutter to each other b'shas nefila, then they can never become mutter. Ve'ema hachinami. Maybe we will say that in such a case, the katan and ktana are asur le'ever, forever. Answers the Gemara. There's another drasha. When there are two brothers that were together, and then one of them passed away. How old is that brother? My brother is my brother whether he's a day old or he's 100 years old. And therefore we see Beferish. Reuven and Shimon overlap, and then Reuven dies, whether Shimon is 5 years old, 25 years old, or 1 day old. Nevertheless, there's a chiyuv of Yibum. And that leads Rava to the conclusion that because of the phenomenon that Bishas Nefila, she has to be mutter to him, that will tell us that a katan and a ktana can do mitzvahs Yibum. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Kuf Yud Aleph in Maseches Yevamos.